Welcome to the Vital Balance Support Conference Call.
Hi, good morning, everybody. This is Barbara Bertuzzi and
Heather Locks.
Woo! And I just wanted to say that we are picking the topic of cancer prevention. And to me, I just want to start off by saying it just happens overnight. You get in a club that you do not want to be in. You have no idea. You know it's other people, other things, but all of a sudden you may find yourself with this diagnosis or a potential where it's going off to the labs and you're saying prayers and everything like that. So to me, it's a really big wake-up call. It's a wake-up call for things to shift in your life, to look at all the parameters, and to, number one, put yourself first. So I'm real thrilled to be on this call and doing this and recording it. So there you have it. And Heather is a naturopathic doctor and physician, and I just love all that we do and all that we do together. So Heather, I'm going to say a few more things that I started out doing, and then we'll collaborate a little bit more, okay?
Beautiful.
So, okay, awesome. And obviously, we'll ask for some question and answers at the end. But anyway, so I know that it can be scary and such. And I'm going to talk about some, I guess it would be easier to share it as in the secret and visualization and coming from that angle as well as prayer. So, you know, we want to own all aspects of our body, the physical, the mental, and the spiritual. And funny how I go there first, and that's what I was... Anyway, so, you know, I put love and light around myself. I even, I teach people to sing the song... Every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body is well. I'm so glad. So you're lathering up in the shower, and every day you're singing this song that every cell in your body is happy, healthy, and well. And it's to the Aunt Jemima song tune. So every little cell in my body is happy. Every little cell in my body is well. I'm so glad. I'm so glad. Every little cell in my body is well. Well and happy, and you alternate those, and you smile, because smiling affects your whole body at the same time. So I know that I had put my kids first. I had done a lot of things, you know, being a mom, I was the first one up, the last one to bed, all that kind of thing, and I then just started looking at walking the beach, putting yoga in. I'm a type A person. I do not sit and meditate. I walk meditation. I might chop meditating. You know, there's things I do in the midst of a meditation. So, but you, to look at, I kind of think of it as putting everything that's a priority in your life and putting it in the blender or throwing it up in the air, and now you've got to pull you out and put you first and foremost on the docket. So then there's food, and had you asked me, I eat healthy? Yes. You know, when I got diagnosed with breast cancer, it was, I thought a Wendy's salad was healthy. You know, and sometimes it might be healthier than some of the choices out there with the mandarin orange and the whatever, you know, a chicken Wendy's salad. But you know, you learn and you grow and you just figure out everything you eat in your body, put in your body, has to feed those cells and such. So water is vital, alkalinity, and I did a very rigorous cancer-free diet of no sugar, and at one point I did very, very low protein, but I'm not recommending that anybody take on all of these things. I'm just going to underline a few things that I like to say are both and. The medical profession is very, very educated and if I got my hand cut off, I'd want to be here so they could put it all back together. This is an amazing country with an amazing technology and such, but I also like to underline that they're practicing medicine. And the most vital information that I ever received was from Lynette Richardson in Colorado, and she said, Barbara, you need to take your care into your own hands, and you choose what they're going to do and what you're going to put in your body and do. They're going to recommend things and talk to you, and you're going to say, okay, I'm going to take that in consideration, and I will get back with you. And I had someone come with me to ask all the odd questions, because once you become the patient, it's like your brain goes somewhere else. I don't know if y'all ever done that. And you're like, I was going to ask him like four more things, but all of a sudden I got into my body and I started thinking of these things and I forgot all the other questions. So, you know, they asked how to spell words, chemo cocktail, what happens if you have radiation, can I still have surgery? You know, those are very important things. And I was fortunate that it was breast cancer. It's not an organ that we need to thrive and live on. And so, you know, me, I opted for surgery, but at the same time, I weighed out all the different options, and I ended up with a really rigorous diet. And I thought, you know, I can do anything for 4 or 6 months. It's really not that bad. And I was disciplined, and I invited people around me to be disciplined. The other thing I'm going to underline, I'm going to turn it to you, Heather, to fill in a lot of gaps and, you know, whatever. But anyway, was the, when people get diagnosed in a family, you hear, oh, Brian, did you hear Brian? Oh my gosh, Brian got cancer. Do not leave that person with that thought. So what I would do is I'd have people and I'd say, now listen, when you think of me, think of me healthy, vibrant, well, smiling, happy, and leave me with that wonderful energy out there. And do not go, oh, poor Barbara, you know, whatever. So I started conditioning the people and coaching the people around me how to hold me, how to hold me.
Yeah, that's extremely important. Hold that.
Yeah, it's
for you.
Yeah, just not to put that out in the universe of, oh, poor Barbara. And so we've talked about all different things, and then spiritually and such, I did do mega doses of immunity or mushrooms. Well, let's finish the spirituality first, and then we'll go into what I actually did with Deacon and stuff. So Heather, over to you. You want to underline some things?
I would love to. I feel that our spirit is our part that we have to work on. And I think when you get a diagnosis such as that, I call it the little C word. I don't make it a big thing because it,
right.
To me, it's just your body out of balance. It's got too much something. You've had an emotional upset and it is manifesting itself as a dis-ease, as an unhappiness, as an imbalance. So when you think of that, you get out of your soul. And like when you said, when you go to the doctor's office, you kind of get in your body and you don't think with your mind. So when you get a diagnosis like that, you hop right out of your body, out of your mind, and out of your soul. So you can't make those decisions for yourself. So it's really, really important to see what's important to you. What brings you joy? What brings you that grace of yourself? Because we're all connected to divinity, God, whatever you want to call it, all that is, mother, father, goddess, God. You know, we're all connected. We all have that divine connection. There's no one that's born that doesn't have it. So it's a call to get into that and ask for help. Ask for help from your soul. Your soul knows your purpose. Your soul knows the way. And sometimes we just get lost. So we have to find our way back to that. And I think we just do such a good job, especially when we have a crisis, because we get back to what's really important and what makes you happy, what makes you you. Remember yourself. So we're all miracles. We were born that way. We continue to be that way. So act accordingly. There's my spirit talk.
Awesome. And even though you didn't have the little C word, you had some amazing impact in your life, and so we will share what you did as well.
I've also been with many, I have many patients that have had this little C word.
Mm-hmm.
And I've lived with them through hospitals and through doctor's appointments and through many years of that environment, I'll call it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's some things to do in rebuilding after you do the both and.
We'll get into the nutrition part of it.
Yeah. So for me, the water is vital because it's alkaline and it's natural and it's phenomenal. It can even be spritzed on the area to hydrate the area a little bit more. The greenzymes, I started doing 3, almost 4 tablespoons. Actually, it was told to me to do it 4 times a day. I can only figure out when to do 3 things a day, you know, with the breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or before breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or, you know, like that. So I just upped them and did just really big heaping tablespoons of greenzymes. I still probably do more than most people.
Me too.
And I just love them, and they're wonderful, and they help with digestion. They help with, they just feed your cells at a cellular level, and it's amazing. So immunity is a blend of mushrooms, and there are talks on, I believe, the greenzymes and the immunity that goes into the specifics of it. So we're not going to do that. We're just going to talk about what we know, and that you know, they are something similar to the Nobel Prize in Japan, honoring you know, education, and they're made in a hydroponic type or scientific more like area, these mushrooms, and it's a blend of 14 mushrooms, and 2 specifically have been known in Japan for tumor reduction. And so I took that bit of knowledge and, you know, muscle tested, talked to people, and I heard someone speak out west about their dad and taking mega doses of the immunity and their tumors reduced. And I was like, well, if his can reduce that way, then mine can too. And that was the thing that I thought of. And at one point I was taking 15 mushrooms immunity a day, 5, 5, and 5. And then I think I somewhere homed in around 9, or so. You can get them in packs of 3 and you get a little bit of a discount on that. And I just kept them coming and kept them, putting them in my body. They're foodlets. They can be taken on an empty stomach. I think that, like the liver support can be taken on an empty stomach, and it might be a little bit better to be done that way so that it can just get into the body and do what it needs to do without anything else taken away from it. Along with my greenzymes, exactly, exactly. Let's see, and then I did more of a microbiotic diet, and I'm not going to get into so much of the food, but I did a little bit of the more of the ocean, you know, greens, kombu and things like that, and also tea. You may have heard about Asiac tea or some of the blended teas, phenomenal things to do. So I blended up, I think I had 14 different herbs from, you know, red clover, dandelion root, a couple of different roots, and I would take a pinch of each one of those, powder alco, and I would put them in 7 little baggies, and then I would steep them overnight. They would just, you know, soak in the water overnight, and then I would bring it to boil in the morning for just a moment, and then I made a thicker kind of tea that I could then add either hot water or cold water to, and I drank that. And I reduced my water. I did my water 50% of what water I needed in half, and then I drank the tea as the other half. So I was drinking quite a bit of tea and that. And I did do a little stevia because I just couldn't handle plain tea. I like sweetness. And but no sugar at all. Heather, do you
want to... How about soy?
No, I did not do any soy at all.
How about GMOs?
No GMOs. No.
Yay.
No GMOs at all. Nothing. All organic based. The diet I did was a brown rice diet out of Japan. It was Hiroshima. A gentleman, Teddy Manuel, a beautiful man that probably would eventually get on a call with us if we wanted him to. And he coached me with my diet, and he studied the people from Hiroshima, and they did plant that, you know, the ocean vegetables and the greens and such, and the brown rice. And so I, that was a bit of my diet. And let's see. So back to the Niken. I know liver support was there. I slept on the magnet. Oh, sleep. Interesting. I call it catching the train. Catching the train is pretty important. And I was like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clocker in the morning. And I had to get myself acclimated to go back to bed about 10 and be in bed by 11, asleep by 11. And they were actually coaching me on even further to start to be in bed by 10, you know, like 9:30, be asleep by 10. It takes some adjusting, it takes some discipline, and it takes some work to do that. And but you can get in, your rhythms can get off, and it really makes a big difference, and you need to get into that deep state of sleep. And we come in and out of sleep all night long, so Niken helps us, and our sleep system helps us stay in that deep state of sleep a lot longer, recuperate a lot faster, and dump toxins quicker. So I was healthy and vibrant. I happened to take some different hormones to help in other areas. So I knew that my body wasn't way, way, way off track, and not that we can't ever get back on track. But I did know that my stress levels were off the chart, and the sleep system was vital for me. But getting that sleep, starting to go back to sleep at a regular time and getting up, I don't know. In Florida, they have teenagers here that go to school by 7. That's just hard. That's just wrong.
Yeah, I agree.
They're not awake.
Yeah.
They are growing. Yeah, they're growing and this and that, and you're doing the household. So, but sleep is very, very vital and important, and getting that rhythm back in sync with your biorhythms or and everything. I stopped. Okay, these are some other things I did. I stopped reading the newspaper. I stopped watching the news. I just didn't do anything negative at all. I only watched silly, sappy movies. I know it sounds weird.
Fun.
And anything that would make me laugh and happy. Oh, I was going somewhere with that. That was really important to underline. Well, it might be people in your life that you just put away for a little while. You're not, and it might be family. It might not, but you're just going to not call them as much or talk to them as much or have that input from that person as much at the moment. Put some barriers up around you.
Put some protection up. Yeah, put some protection up, some white light, and ask for, like, that bubble of, sometimes you can have a bubble of invisibility where those things don't affect you, or mirrors
put up mirrors so that it goes back out to the universe so that it's transmuted. It's important to put yourself in that space of love.
That's beautiful. I know any time I caught myself saying or doing anything negative, doubt, fear. I mean, you know, God. I got a ring that is, I was raised Catholic, and it has 10 little balls on it and then another one. So it was like a rosary ring. But I put it on my finger, and I would say 10 gratitudes in my life at that moment, and it would help shift me out of that fear. So gratitude was a big play in my life, and just very appreciative, very thankful, and just coming from gratitude at all times, and asking for guidance, asking for people, praying about what position to go to, praying about where to go, asking your angels, God, whatever it is to give you that inner guidance, that inner knowing. And Heather's great at muscle testing and testing your body and asking your body, so pretty phenomenal. It's 8:53, so I'd like to put it out there for anyone that would like to. First, I think I might want
to. I'd like to talk about the water a little bit more.
Oh yeah, sure. Go ahead. Sorry.
Water is really, 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 really important. Did I say that enough? Water, 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 water. Our blood is 95% water. Our brain is 85%. Our body is, I think, more than 75%. I believe it to be true. It's the same as the earth. The earth is 75% water, so is our body. It is vital to have pH balanced, magnetized, negative ion water. It is vital. It is the primary most thing that you can do for yourself in a matter of seconds is drink a glass of water. It is, I don't know how to stress it so much. I know what you talked about last week about your brain and your colon, and I really love that. We share that a lot, you know, personally, in a private conversation, of course. You don't want to gross people out, but it is an important part of our body. It's vitally important. So drink your PIMAG water and invite everyone to have some. It's just so important.
Yeah. And now I should underline, and with the Himalayan salt, or the real
yes.
salt that we use here is, you know, if you go to the hospital and they don't know what's wrong with you, and the first thing they do is they strap
saline.
You up to saline.
Saline
so,
solution.
Saline solution. It's
water and salt.
Exactly. Maybe we'll need to do a call with D. And that and heart, because I have all these people that I can't do salt. And it's like, oh, yes, you can. I can't
yeah.
do that kind of salt.
Yeah.
But I don't know the whole argument about it. You know,
our body needs it. Our
their...
heart needs it to assimilate the minerals to retain the water in the cells. The PIMAG
right.
water goes into your cells. And the salt kind of assists to keep it there and keep the cell walls very soft and pliable and flexible and able to absorb the water. If your cells are dehydrated, they chronically dehydrated, they become hardened. And the salt kind of softens them, just like it softens water. You know, you have softeners, water softeners, and that's what it does to your cell wall. So when you're chronically dehydrated, your cell walls become very tough and very, because it's holding on to every little bit of moisture that it can because you haven't given it water in a long time. Oh, this was another thing I was thinking of when you said about how you couldn't get to bed at 10 o'clock or 9
yeah.
o'clock and 9:30 and get to sleep by 10. If you do anything for 28 days, you form a habit. It can be a bad habit, or it can be a good habit, but it is still a habit. 28 days, that's all you need, is one moon cycle, 28 days, and you will form that habit. So it's not forever, you know, that you have to suffer with it. It's just do it for 28 days.
Mm-hmm. beautiful. That's great. That's awesome. And like with the KVB, I mean, we didn't have that then, but whoa, I think it would have been awesome for me because it's a detoxifier. It's got the greens, it's got the chlorella, it's got all the things in there, and it tastes so good.
It's a double detoxifier. And oh, I wanted to say a little bit more about sugar and how a little C word is identified in your body. They give you a sugar solution. And then they go and take pictures of your body. And they can tell what's active by the cancer eating the sugar. So that's what shows up. That's how they know where it is.
Yeah, so, they give it radioactive sugar.
Yes.
So it'll show up on the screen.
So don't feed it.
Yeah,
don't feed it with your thoughts. Don't feed it with your food. Don't feed it with anything. Just let it go.
And you can do both then. You can have the surgery. You can have the things. You can do
whatever
else it is.
I know of many people that have had radiation and been better off for it with the Nikon technology. It just has made them be so more acceptable to it and recuperate so much faster.
Yes, and if people are on, the far infrared is tremendous for that.
Mm.
And I know a woman that had her chemo, and she had a blood type of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And she would wait, the 48 hours, and then she would start her greenzymes and her regime. She did the immunity and, she always drank the water.
Oh, we didn't
always.
Even touch on the bone pack. Holy moly.
go for it. Go quick.
The bone pack. Our body is up here. Dr. Naidu will show you how that is possible. Many thousands of years later, they will find our bones in the earth. Okay? So your bones are what keeps you upright. It produces your blood. So if you have good bones, you're going to have good blood. And the bone pack is the only thing in the world that will repair your bones. Repair them. You know what that word means? That's just like a miracle word. It's like, it will repair your bones. So your blood will be good. Everything will be good. All your organs, your brain. Everything will be good. And if you can't take the calcium because of your thyroid, take the greenzymes. That will replace that calcium that you definitely need because our body just needs a lot of calcium. And in a short amount of time, you're going to see such a beautiful difference in your body and your mind and your whole life. Every time I go to any of the conventions or any of the events, the big events, I'm totally in awe of how we are becoming younger. I think it's the only group in the world that I've seen that this is happening to. And I go to a lot of events, a lot of different kinds of groupings of people. This is the only one where people get well and get younger. Not the
and the lactoferrin is a gut conditioner, and that's phenomenal.
All in itself.
Mm-hmm. I know I did at least two of those a day. I may have done more at some point, but yes.
I teach people how to muscle test. I think it's very, very important. Everybody's unique, individual, and you are different at any given moment throughout the day. You have other influences. You're working, or you're playing, or you're resting. So there's different times that you need specific things. So I just urge you to muscle test your own stuff every day if you can. I do it for everything. I do it for vital balance. I do it. But sometimes I'll even ask, should I go to the bathroom now? Because, sometimes you're in such a hurry that you're just going. You're so busy
that you don't have, you don't really have time to like get into yourself, to be quiet and listen, actually really listen to yourself. So muscle testing is a quick, easy way for me to listen to myself without taking a lot of time.
Nice, nice. Well, you have had Barbara Bertuzzi and Heather Laux sharing their amazing, intimate, all-inclusive, across the board.
The gamut.
Mind, body.
The gamut.
That's right. So.
So you want to open it up to questions, star six to unmute yourself.
Yeah.
And please ask questions. That's the way we get into more. Don't be afraid to ask a question because there's always somebody else that is asking that same question in their mind, and they might be too shy to ask it. So you'd be helping another person if you do ask it.
Heather, this is Candy.
Hey, Candy.
If you go to a microscopist and get your blood tested, will it identify if there's any seeds in there?
It will identify a lot of things. I'm not quite so sure it will identify them as the C word in quotation marks, but it will tell you so much more about your blood and your body that it's really a wonderful tool. An excellent tool. So is thermography. They're just really great tools. So that you can, like I go to the doctors, a Western medicine doctor, because I can't get my lab. So I go to another doctor to get my lab. I listen to his advice, but I don't really want his advice. I just want my lab. So I look at my labs and I can tell what I need. And I can tell the progress that I'm making with what I'm taking in a more visual way. And that's what thermography does and live blood cell testing does, a microscopist.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
You say, one of you two say that you have connections with microscopists that around the country or have knowledge of who they are or where they are so we can, that are a long ways from Florida and New York can have that available?
There is a society of microscopists, but they don't know about NECAN. I've connected with some here in Albany, close to me, about an hour away. But they're very much involved in scientific study and not in personal, person-to-person relationships.
Okay.
Most of them. But I'm sure if you go on that site and start calling, that's what I did a couple of years ago. I just started calling them and seeing if they were interested in doing live blood cell testing. That is advertised a lot. I have a friend who does it. But they usually are involved in another nutritional company.
In research or something, huh?
No, they're usually involved in network marketing of a different type.
Oh, okay.
Or it's just a business, and they use it as a tool to sell their supplements.
What you could do is if you find one and, here in the area that they can actually program in the NECAN nutritionals and you can ask them to test your nutritionals, they kind of get a little blown away by how great they are. And so then there might be a little bit of a collaboration that you can do with them on that. I know progesterol is something that's like, whoa, if they understand it and get what the gist of it is, because a lot of people need some type of digestive enzymes and greenzymes, and that's what ours also do.
Also, blood typing is
beneficial to know. It's also another tool. So know your blood type, and you can eat food that will enhance that.
How do you spell, is it microscopist? I don't even have a pronoun.
Microscopist. Like
M-I. Like a micro.
Like in a microscope.
Okay. I don't know, ask Siri. Siri will spell it out for you.
Oh, yeah. So will Cortana.
To learn more about Niken, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.